This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 11th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. Social Security's finances have taken a hit from the current downturn as older marginal workers move into early retirement. And the program itself, that is future taxpayers, will continue to take hits as long as the recovery remains sluggish. Cato Institute Senior Fellow Jagadish Gokhale is author of the new book, Social Security, A Fresh Look at Policy Alternatives.
If you can't find a job, then you might try your hand at retiring earlier, but earlier than you plan to. But you cannot begin to collect Social Security benefits until you're at least age 62, unless there is some extenuating circumstance that you're a single parent with a child in care and so on, in which case you can apply for benefits even earlier than 62. But in that case, people say, well, let me try to see if I can get disability benefits. And so I think what's going on is people are applying for disability benefits if they have some chance of getting onto a disability program. That is, they can prove medically that they are disabled, in which case you can start collecting benefits early. And when you become 62, you're rolled into the Social Security program. So that's one avenue people are trying out right now, which means that the disability program workload has increased tremendously and the backlog has increased tremendously. As it is, in the disability program, the waiting time from your first application through going through all the different stages of getting approved for the disability program or becoming eligible to the benefits takes 500 days. Let me repeat, that's 500 days since you apply to, on average. That's a long waiting time. But the workload, the backlog, was something like 700,000 outstanding disability beneficiary applicants. So it's a big challenge to the Social Security disability program administrators and judges and so on to work through these cases quickly. And if the unemployment rate doesn't go back down, if the economy doesn't recover quickly, it's quite possible that the compound effect of people becoming older, getting onto Social Security rolls, and also starting to apply earlier for disability or even Social Security benefits will really increase the workload on the system. But it also means that the system's outlays will start going up faster, and the shortfall that is projected to occur, according to the latest trustees report, by 2015, there'd be a permanent cash flow shortfall. That date is uncertain. It might be even earlier.
When you think about people applying for Social Security at 62 versus 66 or 70 and collecting, I guess, 75% of their benefit or some reduced amount of their benefit, you may be inclined to think, well, doesn't that help the program?
No, because collecting earlier than your normal retirement age doesn't save the system any money. It's simply because your benefits are reduced, but you're going to collect the benefits for a longer time since you've chose to collect the benefits earlier than your normal retirement age. So in an actuarial basis, the two things break even. So the system doesn't save money just because people collect earlier than their normal retirement age.
And you also have a lot of workers who were on the verge of maybe not retiring, deciding that they're going to retire and thus aren't contributing anymore as workers.
That's correct. On the benefit side, the system is actuarially fair. But compared to the counterfactual, which is if the economy were better, growth were faster, there was less unemployment, then there would be more people working and there would be more people paying taxes, both payroll taxes and income taxes, and therefore the government's budget situation would be much better. That's true. But on the benefit side, the thing breaks even because the actuarial reduction you get for early retirement is fair.
In projecting Social Security's future finances, how often is a sharp recession accounted for in those models?
Well, the long-term projections begin by looking at what's going to happen to the economy, what are the projections for a recovery. If the recession is especially steep, then the recoveries tend to be fairly rapid as well. this time around, because the recession was of a different type, it was provoked by a financial crisis, and as we now know from many academic studies, that recessions that are triggered by a financial crisis and a financial meltdown tend to be longer lasting and more serious, which means that the recovery may or may not be rapid. In the past, these recessions that were not triggered by financial markets, the recovery has been fairly rapid. But in this case, it may not be as rapid. So, actuaries and analysts who look at Social Security's finances have to take all this into account when making projections. The latest trustees report assumes that the rebound will be fairly rapid. In fact, I'm somewhat puzzled by the productivity growth assumptions and the what they call the wage differential, the real wage differential. That is the difference between wage growth and inflation. That is the real productivity growth rate. That's actually increased over last year. And it's kind of puzzling because the economy is in really bad shape. And so what do they see in the data over the long term that suggests that productivity growth will be even faster, not just over the short term as the economy recovers, but over the long term is something I haven't done. You know, I still am trying to figure out, but that's what the report has.
The trustees have witnessed an uptick in productivity, which is probably largely employers getting rid of their least effective employees.
Actually, even that's not the case. The latest report on productivity has it coming down. In fact, we've seen a big improvement in productivity beginning in the mid-1990s. After 1995, for about 8 or 10 years, productivity growth was fairly high, higher than the previous historical period of two decades or so. But since about the mid-2000s, or even I'd say early 2000s, productivity growth has trended downward. And I don't believe that trend has reversed itself because of the recession. It's true that as firms lay off workers, if their output doesn't fall as rapidly as their costs, then productivity would go up. And during recessions, there's a famous puzzle as to productivity is high, but people are being laid off. In fact, productivity is high because people are being laid off. That's the key. But in this case, I don't think that's happening as much in the current recession.
Cato Institute Senior Fellow Jagadish Gokhale is author of the new book, Social Security, A Fresh Look at Policy Alternatives. You can get your copy at cato.org.